BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Obtaining a harvest of righteousness. God is the one who supplies seed to the sower. The sower is the person who takes the seed God supplies and uses it with the intent to gain a harvest for the one who gives the seed. The seed is both material goods and a skill set. God supplies bread as food for the sower, verse 10. The bread is the gifts of the Holy Spirit living within the sower. Paul, through a seed analogy, is referring to the charitable gift Corinth and the other Gentile churches were collecting for the impoverished congregations in Judea. God supplied Corinth with wealth, and now they were using that God-given gift to increase it. The promise in verse 10b is that God will supply and increase the generous believer with a store of seed and will enlarge their harvest. The harvest is not what most think. The harvest promised is first righteousness, verse 10b. Righteousness is the currency of heaven. Quote, you will be made rich in every way, is promised in verse 11a. The righteousness of the generous gift to charity will stand forever. All this aligns with what Jesus promised. Quote, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink, or do not worry about it. For the pagans run after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. But more so, the way Luke records it in chapter 12, verses 29 through 31.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.